Now we've got Leonard in South Carolina on the line, who's doing a roofing addition to the garage. What can we do for you?
I'm coming up with 10-foot studs, 16 inches on center. I'm putting a 10-foot wide roll-up aluminum door. The first question is, if I breach this 10-foot opening with two 12-foot 2x8s, do I have to put a fish plate between them, or can I put a half-inch plywood?
That sounds like a pretty small header for a 10-foot wide door. 2x8 sounds really thin. In terms of, do you need a flinch plate or not? And for those that are unaware what a flinch plate is, so a flinch plate is like a thick piece of metal. It's about a half inch thick. It's the same width as the 2x8, 2x10, or I should say the same height as it. So if it was a 2x10, it would be 9.5 inches. And it's designed to go in between the wood beams. So you basically make a sandwich out of the headers, plus the flinch plate is in the middle of it. And it's kind of like having a wood I-beam, if you can imagine that. It's a combination of wood and steel and really stiffens that up. But I would think that a 2x8, which is only 7.5 inches tall, or it's a 10-foot span, is that what you said?
Yes, I'm going to span 12 feet to make sure I'm over the studs a good ways.
Oh, boy. 12 feet? Yeah, there's no way you're going to do that with 2x8, even if it's just a gable wall. I'd probably use at least a 2x12 for that. But I tell you what, why don't you, you're going to have this inspected by the local code enforcement folks?
I'm so far out in the country, I don't even know I'm alive.
You're not, nobody alive?
I'm
it's
not
going to be coming
anybody.
Near All right. Don't ask, don't tell, huh? Easier to apologize than to ask permission. You're sort of proceeding along those lines.
We're not going to have any, no electricity, no water. It's just an addition room.
All right. So I would if it was, it's just an addition, but it's a garage, right?
Yes. Three sides to an existing garage.
This door is going to be a big roll-up door. I would use at least a 2x12.
Okay. Yes, sir. I certainly appreciate your help.
And make sure you run that design by your wife now, too, Leonard, right?
Actually, she designed it.
All right, as long as she's happy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.